sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into today's show, this absolutely wonderful Hump Day Wednesday, March 26, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, I went to the hospital yesterday and picked up Miss Vicky. I said, where do you want to go to eat? She said, I am absolutely famished and I'm craving carbs. I want to go to Olive Garden. So big salad, some breadsticks with butter, and she had her spaghetti marinara with three meatballs. And she dang near ate it all. We did have some leftovers. So she's going into work today. She's got meetings this afternoon with five of her 15 township clerks. Why? Because of the May special elections that many of you need to check into with your local township, city, village clerks to see if you have school millages. Didn't we get rid of these May elections? Somebody please research this for me. I thought years ago the legislature passed the bill, both in the House and the Senate. The governor signed it. I think it was Snyder. I thought we eliminated May special elections. But they're back. Five of our 15 townships, school districts, asking for more money. Every single year, it seems like. More money for a gym, more money for this, more money for that. They have to modernize the building. Even though we have declining population, children, numbers of children in our state are declining, we need to rebuild these schools. Are they expecting some kind of population boom that I'm not aware of? Oh, that's right. We're due for a Republican governor. 8 years Democrat, 8 years Republican, 8 years Democrat, 8 years Republican. Well, Whitmer, a Democrat, she's done. So next year we elect a Republican governor, maybe one that will fix the state, maybe one that will bring population back to our state. Ah, that's why they're doing it. Okay. All right. Now I understand. Not, they just always want to spend more of our money and get crappy results. Sorry, guys. The truth hurts. SAT scores maximum that you can get on it, 1,600. Average up here in northern Michigan, SAT scores per district, 960. That's the average. 960 out of 1,600. Folks, that's a D minus. But yet they want more money. Got it. Because more money we throw at it, gives us better results. $3 trillion we have spent since Jimmy Carter created the U.S. Department of Education in Washington back in 1979-80. This is insanity, people. 79 was the year before Reagan beat his butt in 80. And oh, by the way, Reagan ran on in 1980, said it in 1982 at a State of the Union address, elect me president and I'll abolish the Department of Education. Back when it was a baby, and he didn't do it. Democrats controlled Congress, and he couldn't get it done. Well, guess what? Republicans control both houses, and we've got President Donald J. Trump. Dr. Jeff in the house, text me your questions for him. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one here on Hump Day Wednesdays. As usual, Dr. Jeff is in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, you did a lot of research. You did a lot of studying. You looked at white papers. You looked at all kinds of information. And you started a study regarding ivermectin being used especially for dogs with cancer. And yes. I believe you mentioned you had one patient entered into the study so far.
Yes.
Have you been able to secure any other patients, and what's going on with that?
Well, that patient, again, unfortunately didn't make it. However, had very advanced cancer at that time, too. So, you know, it was kind of a last ditch, you know, Hail Mary pass.
Okay, kind of a last minute attempt to do something.
Try to do something. So, and have not had, haven't had another case come through yet. So, you know, and that's part of it too. When you look at studies, and I know we've talked about this, there's so many things that go into this, to case selection, and you know, okay, and is this one case a good representation of what we were going to do? Because nothing works 100% of the time. I mean, period. You know,
yeah.
Except death and taxes, you know, about it. But the, you know, so, okay, this case, this dog did have fairly advanced case, too. So,
okay, so maybe too far gone to be able to be tested out and looked at. Let me ask you this question. Vicky and I, over the years, let's see, I'm looking at probably 6 boxes of ashes here up on my doggy shelf. We've lost quite a few animals to cancer. Mm-hmm. One of the things I was wondering, how often, as a vet there in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, how many cases a year, how many cases in your career? I know I'm kind of, you know, joggling your memory a little bit here, but what is basically your experience, would you say? Do you see a lot of cancer up here in northern Michigan?
Yeah, I'd say we see a lot of cancer in their dogs and things like that. And it's the same thing. We talk about correlation and causation. And, okay, now the question is, are we seeing more cancer in pets? Yes, we are. Now the question is, why are we seeing more cancer in our patients? And I believe, and I've even seen this through my 30 years, you know, 40 years being in veterinary medicine, 30 years as a veterinarian, we have gotten so much better at treating infectious diseases and heart failure and other reasons and heartworm disease. So basically animals can now live longer, and now they're living to the point where we are starting to see much more geriatric diseases. Cancer is one. And one thing, we could even talk about that. Like, what is cancer? Okay, I mean, we talk about it. We hear it all the time. Everything, according to the state of California, everything causes cancer. You know, and, well, what is it? Okay, so bluntly put, cancer is unregulated cell growth. Okay?
Okay.
Your cells replicate themselves, all right? And that's how come I think your liver actually changes over completely about every... Oh, I'm really guessing at this, like 18 months. Okay, so basically every 18 months you have a new liver, because your cells just, they replicate, you know, old ones die off, new ones are born, you know, cell division, remember mitosis and meiosis and all that stuff from high school biology.
Sure.
That's real. You know, that's going on all the time. But what happens is, I'm trying to conduct this or condense this down to our, you know, to what we have at the time today. But so what happens is, as you replicate, and so you're using your DNA. Okay, your DNA is your blueprint that tells you the cell what it's supposed to be. All right?
Right.
And the more times they get copied, and then just being alive, all right, you get what I call, I keep telling my son, you know, he's like, ah, you're old. I go, that's authentic battle damage. you know, and so as we're walking around, we're eating stuff, inhaling stuff, or whatever, you can start getting damage to your DNA. And then if you have damaged DNA, you will then when you copy that, now you're copying damaged material, okay? All right. Anyway, so what happens is these cancer cells, once they go into a cancer form, what will happen is they lose whatever part of the DNA got damaged was the part of the DNA that told the cell to only replicate so many times and then die, okay?
Sure.
It's called apoptosis. And they don't get the signal. And they just keep replicating, 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 replicating over and over again. And now you're copying it so fast that you're getting new errors, and that's how come you can get these tumors can do all kinds of weird things.
Gotcha.
Once you have a tumor, it can do whatever it wants.
So basically, we don't know what causes those cells to go bad, but something is being triggered, whether it's environment or food or interaction with maybe some of these vaccines, God only knows, but something happens in the body and the cells go bad and then they start replicating themselves just like good healthy cells.
Yeah. The thing that happens is what's called life. I mean, it's just being out there. So I give you now some things we do know what causes it. I'll give you one right now. Basal cell skin cancer. OK, we know that ultraviolet radiation in sunlight can damage the DNA in your skin. And then once that damaged DNA, that's how you wind up with skin cancers, melanomas or basal cells or things like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So we know that does that. So that's why certain things, we know smoking. Okay. Again, we know that certain chemicals
lung cancer,
can do this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, just anything like that.
I got a text from Jeff over in Oscoda. He said, can you ask Dr. Jeff, he believes benbenzidol works for humans.
Yeah.
Does it work on dogs, especially when you use it with ivermectin? Is that something you're considering doing with your study?
I've used benbenzidol, or Panacure is what it is. It's a dewormer. I've used it my entire career. It's a very old molecule. It's been around forever. And interestingly enough, how this thing works is the benbenzidol, you know, I'm trying to get into cellular biology here, but anyway, so when your cell divides, it's got to like physically pull in half, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And the cell does that through what's called microtubules, all right, which is like a cell skeleton. All right. What the benbenzidol does is it inhibits those microtubule formations. So the cell can't divide. And that's kind of how it affects the parasites. That's how it works as a parasite. It keeps the parasites from dividing and you know, it can kill them off. But you have to be careful with that too, because it does inhibit cellular. And that's something you got to be careful too, because it doesn't inhibit cellular replication. That if you use it in a pregnant animal, it will also affect the cellular replication of the developing baby as well. So you got to be, you know, it's just like there's no one tool. I have a bunch of tools in my toolbox at home. And you know, every project for me, every household project is the opportunity to buy a new tool.
Exactly.
Each tool does something specific, but you can't use a hammer where you need to use a paintbrush. All right,
gotcha.
It's just gonna work. Same thing with the drugs; they're all tools. You got to use the right one at the right time in the right place. So,
yeah. Excellent. I want to continue because we only have a couple more minutes left. We've talked about this before. What you're willing to do as far as hire, educate, and pay a student for a vet tech position. Explain that again real quick for those who didn't hear you last time.
So what we're doing right now is we have a apprenticeship type program that we're going to bring in. We need vet techs. We need vet techs or vet nurses, essentially, is what they are. They're veterinary nurses. And almost more than I need a veterinarian. And so we're going to have somebody come in. You're going to work for me. It's really like an apprenticeship program. You're going to work for me. I'm going to put you through. There's an online school, so you're going to do the online schooling or the didactic or bookwork part through them. We're obviously going to teach you the physical skills, okay? You know, the clinical
skills.
The real
world skills.
Yeah. But you still need to know the book learning, too.
Yeah.
You know why we do this. Okay, well, why do you do this? Well, this is why we do that. And at the end of the 2 years – I'm going to do the same thing the military does. It's for every year that I pay for you to go to school. So it's a 2-year program. Then you would owe me 2 years back. So you'd work here for 4 years after that. But you'd be paid as a technician, which right now starting for technicians in Michigan is like $50,000 a year. It's hourly. So it's about $25 an hour.
Sure.
So it's not bad, you know, and then at the end of that, if you want to stay, great. We'd love to have you stay. But if you don't, you can move on, you know, go do something else, and you're licensed tech.
Yeah, and those licenses that you get for these people, they're transferable or acknowledgeable in other states as well. They don't have to just stay in Michigan, correct?
Yes. Depending on what state you go to, because it's state to state, but usually once if you get to like California, New York, and Florida, a little hard to transfer those. Sometimes you have to take a state test, but like if you're in Michigan, you want to go to Wisconsin, and you've got a valid, in good standing Michigan license. Like if I wanted to go to work in Wisconsin, sure. I'd show up like, hey, here's my Michigan license. They go, okay, is everything good? Yep, okay, here's your Wisconsin one. I mean, they
really got it.
Care, you know, so...
You're ready. So you're ready to hire. How many of those positions do you have available that you're offering?
I've got one of those slots open, and actually I do have somebody coming in a week or two. I do have one person that's going to come in that has applied for it, so we're going to and it's going to be a competitive kind of thing, you know, because I want to make sure you can do the work too, you know.
Absolutely.
And that you have a realistic idea what veterinary medicine is, because we get people in here sometimes that just think it's playing with puppies and kittens, and yeah,
that ain't it.
Yeah, that's a part of it, but it ain't the only part. So.
Right. And then lastly, a comms person. Explain what that position offers and. What do they do? And you're ready to hire one of those as well.
Yep. We need, I'm going to call them a communications officer, because the clinic is getting large enough and big enough now. We need to have somebody who's pretty much dedicated. You're going to be answering the phones, handling email exchanges, and also in charge of social, because welcome 21st century, social media accounts. So we have Facebook. I do have a very rudimentary TikTok account right now, but I want to roll out a YouTube channel. I mean, there's things that I'd like to do. I'm old enough, I ain't gonna learn how to do it. All right. You know?
Right.
So I'm on Facebook and that's about it. But anyway, I'm looking for somebody to do that. Plus, you know, it's hard for me to have time for that with Instagram, Snapchat, or whatever. But we need to start getting, you know, out and letting everybody know all the things that we do here, you know, and some of the amazing stuff that we see here too.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. Okay, good. So again, folks, put a phone call in, leave a message for Dr. Jeff.
Yep.
Either the vet tech position or the communications officer that he's looking for. The phone number up there at the Sioux Animal Hospital, 906-635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. Leave a message and Dr. Jeff will get back to you. You want to talk to these people directly, Jeff, correct?
Yeah, yeah. You can call and leave a message, or you can email at info@SiouxAnimalHospital.com. Sioux spelled S-E-U-L-T.
Excellent.
So you can do either way, and I'll get the message.
Right. How's the weather? Let's wrap it up with this. Are we getting rid of the snow up there?
No, we got more. And it's like 5 degrees when I got to the car. I'm like, what is... I'm like, man.
Nothing up. Well, you do know that the Tigers start playing baseball tomorrow.
I know.
Yeah. Out there in Los Angeles. So maybe they'll bring home some warm weather for us.
Yeah. What's that? You know you're from Michigan if your softball game's ever been snowed out.
Especially Northern Michigan.
Yep.
All right, sir. Very good. Again, 906-635-5910. Give Dr. Jeff a call. Leave a message. He'll get back to you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories.